I think before Sister Manian read on the fire sermon.
Ah, yes.
Before
yes.
that, I was very tired and I my eyes cannot open very
well.
Oh,
good. You better. That is very good. Then after that, listen from the heart.
Yes. Not listen from the heart. I lie down there straight away, go to the heart. Whatever attention all go to the heart.
Wow, sadhu. By itself,
by itself.
Wow, sadhu. Means the body condition you to do that. Like I said, it will know when to ask you to go and meditate. It will make you very sleepy. Then the moment you close your eye, you go in already. Because that body know, the nature know, it will cause this. I remember in the early day of my cultivation, for no reason, I need to go and meditate when I know. So sometimes even halfway driving my car back or what, sometimes I stop at the roadside, I silent. Then when I travel long distance, I go to a rest and service area, then I rest. Then after that, you are like different, fully charged. Then sometimes when I travel, certain places, I can detect that type of special beings, nature's energy or not. Then I know already. Then this one, like, alert you. Then you will go and meditate. You will find somewhere suitable, you stop your car, you rest, then you will meditate. Very good, sadhu.
And then it's like, very easy.
Correct. Just very easy and very natural. You
natural,
just go in.
Go to the heart and then?
Yeah.
I think after that, like, I don't know anything.
You don't need to know.
I don't know anything. Then suddenly, sound come.
Yeah, the sound vibration.
I don't know who sound also.
Never mind, yeah, the vibration.
What is the sound?
No need to understand.
After that, go back to the heart.
Oh, sorry.
When the sound come, then after, don't know how they go back to the heart.
Yeah.
Go to the heart and then, again. Don't know anything again.
No need to know. Don't know anything is the best.
Don't know anything again. And then, again the sound comes. I think like 2-3 times that I still lost count, don't know how many
okay.
times. So, when the sound comes this time, I can hear the word like fire sermon or what.
Correct. We were reading the fire sermon.
Never say fire sermon, like, what is burning? Something is
correct.
Burning.
Aditan, the Aditam, the Pali word.
Something is burning.
Yeah.
So
the
again,
eye is burning.
Again, no more, nothing.
Never
more.
Mind.
And then go back to the heart again. And then until, until the suddenly I can understand the outside world.
Correct.
I can understand the outside
yes.
world. Then I know that I'm already out. The meditation thing that I already
saw.
But I still lie down there.
Correct.
And then I listen, that's why then only I can compute. I can understand to know what I cannot remember now.
Don't need to remember. At that moment you understand enough already.
Then later after lie down, I think 5 minutes or what. Then when Brother Teo
was when I explain.
He talked about you will know how you know the world.
Correct.
Then this thing strike me.
It's all related.
That's how I understand from the meditation.
Correct.
In the meditation, I see myself how I understand the outside world.
Yeah, from inside you come out. Then you develop the external clarity. So this is how you know the world, how you interact with the world. Through the senses. When that mundane mind come out, through that sense door consciousness, you will know the world. And you need the senses to interact with the world. Then you know this one that come out is the mundane mind, dependent originating, condition arising, causal, no reality one, understand? Consciousness only. Then after that, zoom, go back. Understand? Then initially, when it is like, initially what happened to you, when you are so tired, you will go here. Understand? Do you know what that means? She will know how to die. Understand? When you are about to die, You're very tired one, but the awareness will come on. She will go there. This is what the awareness based meditation is. You cannot like Bing Lim say, ah, they all teach ah, last minute. Ah. What Pao Fo Jiao again? This is Pao Fo Jiao. They hope to have miracle at the last talk. Forget about it. You don't have certain that when all this cannot happen on. But those who detect the gateway one, I tell you, you will know how to do that. Then when you are inside, no need to know. Then later on, especially when you're about to die, you not only tired until you sleep, then that thing go here. Suddenly, that life force, that craving force, all start to dissipate. When it dissipates, you aware one of your awareness there. Then you like witness that thing. Then after it dissipate finish, how that random or consciousness come out, you also know. Then how you can stay with that one, you want to know and all that. All this you will know. Then because of that awareness, no fear, nothing. That's why I say you know how to die. Then no delusion, no rebirth consciousness. Then supposed to die, of course, cessation will happen, but it will finish. Otherwise, somehow the consciousness will come back. Understand? So nothing to worry about that, nothing die, understand? Just consciousness separate from the form. Why you fear that? Why you go and believe in rites and rituals, superstition, what people tell you, die already, how? Hope for eternal what heaven. Don't have such thing, understand? The awareness nature is the eternal nature, never die. And that one is always with that form and mind. Only with the form and mind, you can access it. Without the form and mind, you cannot access it. Then when you access it, you know what the thing is. Then the cessation, everything, you can decide. Then if you want to have an adventurous understanding of what that random or consciousness can do, you can go up there. Understand? Make use of the flow. Last time you remember I told you, I cannot go to the sun unless I go with that. Understand? That one can roam the universe. But no physical body. You cannot come back and tell story. Understand? But that one can learn a lot of things. So my nature has this vow and understand. When I am up there, if I can develop understanding, I vow to retain the memory and understanding of what I understand about the universe, that in future when I come, I will have this understanding. I don't know, that time maybe not engineer, that time scientist. Then I can tell them a lot of things. So all these are possible. It depends on your understanding, ability to actually develop the awareness nature. Then this random or consciousness may not last very long. Sooner or later it will cease. Then when that one ceases, your nature also will return. Understand? So all these are comprehensible. I want to explain that one first before I forget. Then after that, you see, he sees the manifestation. Then after that, the thing that is not inside there already, it will come out. When it come out, he actually saw, but this is the first time. So, not much clarity. But luckily, today we share how you know the world, how we know. So that one automatically come back and she like, clear, very clear. Like this, what they call here. From here, you manifest. Here is how you know the world. Through mental perception. Through the activity of mind, the sankhara. So this 6 consciousness, 7 consciousness, and 8 consciousness inside came out, create the existential world, the external whatever. So this external phenomenal world of consciousness is the one that the Buddha said, mind is the forerunner of all things, mind is chief. When mind arises, all things arise. So they need the pure awareness to trigger this one out. So that's why when he's inside here, she doesn't know anything. But no thought, no word, nothing. But never mind, stay here. Then later on, it release our, the pure awareness, come out to like the normal conscious mind state. Understand? When you go in too deep, you are not conscious. you are not aware one. You understand not? That you like you say lah, clear but not clear. Understand not? Then go in again. Understand not? Then later on, one or two sound. Then not clear. Go in again. So this is what Alicia they all also went in. It's like when you come out, it takes a while to become conscious again. No? Like I told you, after 1989 happened to me, I went down. I was throughout that day, even at the bus, my nature there, then the sense data start to flow and come in. No? Then I start to understand how all this creation and process happened. No? Then I know already, my mundane mind is going to come back already. Understand? With the sense data, I can see them, all of them coming. Then how it imprint, how it trigger, they say all these paticca-samuppada, I saw them inside. Then how the mind starts to function. Then how my brain here suddenly like activated, like a dynamo. Then it starts the usual one. But all in slow motion for you to see. Understand? So this is what the awareness-based meditation is all about. So have faith. When you do, you can actually see and develop understanding. That's why this is the direct seeing. Then from what manifest like Po Cheng at the cruise, suddenly the creation go back. Understand? Then even like Amy, when the thing very clear, suddenly if she tried, like close your eye, means shut off your that mundane mind, then look, disappear, and you go back here again. Understand? So all this understanding will unfold. Then after today, you tell him all the funny story about these two, he won't believe you already. He know no reality, image only. Understand? The mundane mind create like that come out. Yeah. So what is important is when you stay at the heart, you can listen from the heart. Then later on, when you have enough of it, deep enough, then it will slowly come out. Then you become conscious again. Then when you become conscious again, this is how you come to know who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. Then slowly this understanding will unfold. And the best one is when you went through cessation, when you come out of the cessation, you see the creation process again. Understand? How from the source the pure awareness come out. Then the pure awareness slowly come out until the conscious level. Before that, you already start to know what is going on because your form and mind connected, transform very differently. It can, but initially, not so far. Initially, most people, when they have a glimpse of this Nibbana, then after that, they don't know what that thing is, but they know something very important. Then after that, all the Dhamma like become very clear. Like nobody need to teach you or no. That's why I told Song, after his experience at Wat Machan, I said, technically you don't need a teacher. You will understand the Dhamma sooner or later. But technically, you don't need. So his situation is, after what happened, he read the notes he brought there, you remember? One of the appendix of the Heart Sutta. Wow, all become very clear. Then come back, you're full of joy. You read the Heart Sutta, everything becomes clear. But later on, this mundane mind, we are his habitual tendency and his past, whatever condition, he likes to question, why like that, Rabbi? Why like that? So I every time remind him, that is from the thought, that is from the thought. And, where he analyzes, he reasons. So to him at that time, we are first time going through all this, then the understanding. So he thought must commit to memory. Then he thought, after that, in the career, I remember, he still got clients that are difficult. He will solve one. And then he can see. Then he said, why like that? Why like that? It's not why like that. You go to the thought. Understand? This thought will develop the analysis, the reasoning. Forget about this. Then don't try to remember. But when he meet problem, he will know what to do. Understand? Like Guang Qing Lao Sang. People ask the monk, Guang Qing. He said, 什么是智慧? Remember? Those who have listened to the tape, they know. He said, 智慧, wisdom, very strange one. Sometimes the cultivator already awakened to it, he also don't know. Then what happened? But when he encounter problem, he know how to manifest, he know how to solve it. He understand. Ah, 那就是智慧。Understand? Well, it's not word anymore. It's the understanding from that nature through the direct seeing that this wisdom already connected. You know why they don't know? It's because not stabilized there. And first time you experience, what the hell is it? Understand? So you don't know. But for me, it's different. Because from my past, understand? I inherited it. Then when I went to the gateway, I went into here. Then within 9 months, my Monday, my color. So a lot of things, my nature understand well from the past. But for them, recently, not so far. Even to express the Dharma, you need the stability. You need constant contemplation, reflection, inquiry, go into life. Then continue diligently to just relax, maintain area, and go in. And let it sink in. Then let it stabilize. So this one is still another long way, where the Pusa Lao is very long. But this life, because of sasana, because of my sharing and my teaching, you know what to do. Then you progress. Then whatever you progress, is your inheritance. Go to the spiritual nature. So this one, whatever you understand now, later on you can inherit and receive it very fast. Then because you have gone through and you do the Bodhisattva vow, in future you come, even non-sasana, you meet those great beings who can share and teach you. The moment you hear, you listen, you connect. The moment you hear, you listen, you connect. So all these important pointer, once you go in, become very stable. Like just now, we just heard only. How you know the world, how you know. That understanding is connected to that experience that she went through, you know, from that nature. Then straight away, she understands. Well, that pointer, if you are not there, you didn't realize this, you didn't see the manifest, you cannot know what I say. You may have a, some form of knowledge that this is possible. Yes, like using your thought and your memory, or some form of your Dhamma understanding, you know, yeah, this is correct. But you haven't really develop the direct seeing to awaken. Understand? That thing from here to here, you didn't see. So from here alone, very difficult. Like the sainthood way one. Most of the time, they are just aware together with this. Understand? Because they don't reach the gateway. Their awareness nature is not very strong one, not stable one. They didn't touch that nature. So at here, what happened is, they will also develop the understanding because the mindfulness is there, understand? But they need teacher. So who is the teacher? The Buddha. The essential Dhamma are all there, understand? Everything points towards that one. Then that time when the Buddha explained, they have their past, understand? That's why they listen, they understand. They listen, they understand. But after the first line disciple gone, huh? The one that can learn one, maybe the best one can only receive 70% of what the disciple receive. Understand? Then after that, the next one, less and less. Understand? Because at that time, no writing, no all this advancement of recording, video, all those things. So because of that, the Dhamma has become what it is today. Even when Mahayana went over to China, it actually cannot come out. You have to wait till the sixth patriarch. That's why Bodhidharma received the instruction from his teacher to go to China. Then, according to Bodhidharma, he informed Hui Ke, the second patriarch. You remember what he told him? You have to endure until the sixth patriarch comes. They know already. When the sixth patriarch comes, Mahayana will flourish. Well, only he can teach, understand? He has the ability, he can teach the three hallmarks. That's why Mahayana become different. Then it take off. So all this is what cultivation is all about. So have faith, develop the understanding. Okay? Let us rejoice. So this to hear later on after he go back and contemplate a while, it will become very clear. Then it will stabilize. Then next time he no need to remember one. Off the cuff he can tell you one. He can explain to you. Maybe you can explain to Brother Jim after that. But Brother Jim, they are both you. Very likely. Unless he got his part. But don't worry. Let things be. When you got condition, only talk. No condition, sometimes you want to help, cannot. Understand? There must be causes and conditions for things to arise. Okay?